If you have been thinking about obtaining your high school equivalency, or have already started writing the exams, the clock is ticking as the current Canadian version of the General Education Development, GED, will no longer be available after May 3, 2024. Barrie Literacy Council Executive Director Judy Desroches says she's concerned about the lack of information provided to students about the impending change. She says the people they are working with received an incredibly terse email August 1 informing them that exams provided by the TVO Independent Learning Center, Ontario's sole provider of the GED test, will no longer be available after next spring since Pearson VUE GED testing service is ending its testing service in Canada. It was very scary and very disturbing for students, Desroches said. I got the same email and, honestly, it was shocking. Here are people who have worked very hard and have obtained part of their GED, but haven't finished it yet and then they get this email. They are panic-stricken, angry. The emotional aspect attached to this is very difficult and, as a service provider, we were unable to offer any additional information, so it was difficult all around, she added. Desroches said the email contained no explanation as to the reason behind the change. The GED test provides adults an opportunity to earn an Ontario High School Equivalency Certificate, endorsed by the Minister of Education. The GED is quite hard and consists of a very thorough series of 5 exams, explained Desroches, noting she feels the removal of this testing services has abandoned many people who have decided to pursue their GED. Typically, the students we would have are mature adults, she said. It's basically their lifeline to getting an equivalency, whether it's for employment, further training, or anything like that, and it's been accepted widely. We have no idea what it is being replaced with or what options they will have. Having access to this is critical. Desroches said many people have grade 12 as the benchmark in their education. If you have missed that benchmark for whatever reason, what do you do? In this labor market, you don't even make it past the algorithms if you can't say you've got your grade 12 or your GED. That's an issue, she said. As people get older, if they didn't get their diplomas for whatever reason, it's important to them, personally, to obtain that benchmark, too. The removal of this credential has not released much coverage, added Desroches, who is concerned that most people will be unaware of the situation and will miss the deadline, or unknowingly not study according to the tightened schedule. Many people decide to start studying for GED certification on their own as they are not required to register until they are ready to take an exam, which means they could spend a lot of time, maybe even up to a year, studying for it, she said. Then, they'd find out about this. That's my biggest concern because it's a very short time frame, Desroches said. Desroches says the Barrie Literacy Council is doing everything it can for its students. Many students have busy, complicated lives. These are not people that can just stop everything and study nonstop, she said. That just doesn't happen with GED students, so it's been very distracting for all of us because we want to see everyone succeed. She says another part of the problem is there are regulations and protocols involved with testing. If you fail one of them, you have to retest. And now you're under an even bigger gun, Desroches said. A memo sent last month to Canadian Directors of Education, as well as Secretary and Treasurer of School Authorities, by Yael Jinsler, Assistant Deputy Minister of the Student Achievement Division, and Roxanne Hott, Assistant Deputy Minister of French Language Teaching, Learning and Achievement Division, and which was provided to Barrie today, noted candidates must register to write the GED by January 31, 2024. They must also schedule their test dates by March 31, 2024. After this date, Canadians will no longer be able to schedule a test date for the current version of the GED, based on a decision by Pearson VUE GED Testing Service, GEDTS, to no longer provide the testing service in Canada, the memo stated. The memo continued by stating it's a department priority to ensure that adults in Ontario continue to have access to education opportunities which empower them to develop and demonstrate the skills and knowledge that can help advance their lives and reach their potential, and that adult learners can continue to access prior learning assessment and recognition, PLAR, through school boards to earn their Ontario Secondary School Diploma. The ministry is also working with other Canadian jurisdictions and TVO regarding possible future opportunities, stated the memo, adding more information will be available in the future.